Tuesday, June the 1st. Pandora hasn't spoken to me for 22 days. What have my mother, Mitzi the dog, and Claire Nielsen's cat got in common? They're all pregnant! Monday, June the 7th. Stick insect's also pregnant. I saw her in the supermarket this afternoon. I wonder who the father is. Tuesday, June the 15th. We've got a new postman. He's called Courtney Elliott. He's no ordinary postman. He wears a smart shirt and a red bow tie with his grey uniform. It seems he was a university professor who didn't like academic life. He immediately made friends with the dog. He gave my father a letter and said, "From the tax department, I'm afraid, Mr. Mole." The tax department had learned that my father was doing business from home and asked him to fill in a form. My father said, "Somebody hates me and has told the tax department about me." My parents counted how many enemies they had. There were 27, not including relatives. Stick insect has walked past our house 6 times. Monday, June the 21st. The headmaster announced to the whole school this morning that Prince William had been born. Claire Nielsen shouted, "How much did he weigh?" Pandora shouted, "How much will he cost?" The headmaster told her to leave the assembly hall. Poor Pandora. Her face was red. When she passed, I smiled at her, but she ignored me. Wednesday, June the 23rd. Pandora's being punished at school. She has to sit and work on her own. I left a note for her on her coat in the cloakroom. Pandora, a short note to say that I admired what you said on Monday. From Adrian Mole, your ex-lover. P.S. My mother's pregnant. Thursday, June the 24th. I found a note on my coat this morning. Adrian, we were never lovers, so it's incorrect to sign your note ex-lover. However, I thank you for your support. Pandora. P.S. I'm shocked to find out that your mother's pregnant. Tell her to phone the clinic. My thing is normally 3 centimetres long and 14 centimetres when extended. I'm very worried. Nigel says his thing is much longer, and he's only a week older than me. Monday, June the 28th. We had the usual last-minute discussion about where we're going for our summer holiday. My father said, "It'll probably be our last. This time next year, we'll have the baby." My mother got angry and said that having a baby wasn't going to limit her activities, and that if she wanted to go walking in India next year, she would put the baby on her back and go. Walking in India? She complains if she has to walk to the bus stop. I suggested the Lake District. My father suggested Skegness. My mother suggested Greece. Nobody could agree, so we each wrote our choice on a piece of paper and put the papers into a tin. Skegness won. Too bad. Wednesday, June the 30th. My mother wants to move house. She wants to sell the house that I've lived in all my life. She said we'll need more room for the baby. How stupid can she be? Babies hardly take any space at all. They are only about 50 centimetres long. Nigel's organised a blind date for me with Sharon Botts. I'm meeting her at the roller skating rink on Saturday. I'm very nervous. I don't know how to roller skate. Or make love.